Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. M.R. Number 990. Heaven cooperates in fulfilling the Gospel Commission. Christ's messengers to act in his stead. Christ came to our world to teach all who believe in him the way in which to work. It is not to be in vain that God has given the Bible to the world. The disciples were to begin their work by publishing the great truths of Christianity in the metropolis of Palestine, and from Jerusalem they were to go to all parts of the world. As Christ sent his disciples forth, he gave them their commission. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10, verse 1. This is just as verily a part of the work of those who proclaim the gospel message as is ministering to the spiritual needs of the being. Christ's messengers are to act in his stead in behalf of their fellow men. In this age of the world, when Satan is stirred by a power from beneath to work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, the Savior is waiting to cooperate with his servants. Christ met with the greatest success among the poor. Thus, every human being, learned and unlearned, may find abundance to do. In doing this work, they will fulfill their commission. This is the highest credential of the gospel ministry. If the gospel had been of men, it would have been popular with the rich and mighty. But it pours contempt upon human greatness and calls upon all who accept it to work the works of Christ, helping those who are destitute, despised, forsaken, afflicted. Eternal consequences of words and works of Christians. We need to understand better than we do the work of these angel visitants. It would be well for all who claim to be children of God to consider that the words they speak are in the hearing of heavenly beings, and that they behold the works they do. Who would think that heavenly angels are cooperating with us in our work? But so it is, and thus earth is connected with heaven. Too well do the unprepared inhabitants of earth know what to expect. Satan cannot pay a ransom for their souls, and poor, deluded, professed Christians, who have been content to let the ministers do their searching of the Scriptures, see that they will receive as their works have been. Those too who have wrested the Scriptures and taught for doctrine the commandments of men, see that they must answer for the souls of those whom they have led into error and apostasy. A wail of despair and agony reaches heavenward, but it is echoed back to earth. Louder, far louder than any human cry, is the last trumpet's sound, and far above all is heard the voice of omnipotence. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. White Estate, Washington, D.C., June 1st, 1983.